I am aware of what the minister has been saying over the last few hours, but I will say this: the minister also accepted that he could see this particular event unfolding over the last number of weeks, if not months. And the issue that we are deeply concerned about is that no proactive action was taken in relation to preparing for this. Air members are well aware of the needs of the public. They're very committed professionals. They are doing their very best to serve the patients, to protect them in the environment in which they're in. But at the end of the day, a number of actions have been taken where wards have now been opened, beds have been opened, the resources are being found to make this happen. And we believe that that could have been done all along. And we're still concerned that HICRA, the regulator, has still not come forward and started to examine some of those sites. But the minister, I think, is also expecting that we've hit this perfect storm and that we'll continue to walk right through it, even though he anticipates himself that it will get worse. Mm.
Do you anticipate that your members would cooperate with additional beds on wards? Because he was appealing for this all-inclusive approach he was talking about, asking nurses to put extra beds on wards where possible. Would your members, do you think, participate and cooperate with that?
Our members have been participating with the placement of beds on wards, with the placement of beds in offices, with the placement of beds in corridors. That's not sustainable if it's not safe for the patient. We understand now that the Minister and the Department of Health and the Health Service Executive have returned to the hiring of agency staff, which at this moment in time is obviously necessary to try and cope with this emergency. That's not sustainable. And we will put our shoulders to the wheel, as other professionals will. And indeed, we've also got people in the ambulance service who are having their having patients treated in the forecourts of hospitals around this country, where doctors have to come into the ambulance. That's not sustainable. And, you know, I think the minister has to visit some of these hospitals himself to actually understand what is going on.
He also said, and I know you've spoken about this because SIP2 is represented on the emergency task force, which had its meeting on the 23rd of December, its first meeting. Mm-hmm. And he said there will be another meeting in the coming days. But at that meeting, they had asked for elective surgery at hospitals to be curtailed where appropriate. Hospitals, though, didn't necessarily do as they were asked, did they?
Well, it's understandable why there should be a debate about elective surgery, because some hospitals would have cancelled a number of operations prior to this because of shortages of beds or shortages of personnel to complete those procedures. So I could understand that in some hospitals it would have been very difficult to do that. Bowman Hospital yesterday confirmed that they are going to stop elective surgery. At the end of the day, Mary, that may also then add to the waiting list. We have seen elective surgeries being cancelled time and time again. And yet, patients will say, I missed my appointment, or I haven't been able to get treated in the time I should have got treated, or they may have suffered a number of cancellations. That is a very short-term solution. But again, it's obviously one that's been thought of by the Department of Health. I don't know how effective that's going to be, but it is going to add to problems come near the end of this year again.
He talked of opening up acute beds, and he listed some of the hospitals and the number of beds that could be and would be opened up. But how will they be staffed?
I believe what's going to happen now, there's going to be a knee-jerk reaction, and that there will be a tendency to rely upon agency staff, because we just cannot grow staff members at this stage. This is where we've been having the issue in the last number of months by calling on the minister to hire staff. The government have relaxed the staff recruitment moratorium. We ask for those emergency measures to be taken, not just for nursing, but also for healthcare assistants and also for other professionals that were needed in the area. It can't be resolved by the click of fingers. And remember, Mary, and this is also recognised by the minister, we still haven't reached a situation where there's been an event such as winter vomiting bug or a flu epidemic whereby, you know, an unexpected surge will come. This was actually coming for a number of months. And yet we're now hearing reactionary measures being taken. Our members are committed to caring for patients. They're committed to making sure that they work in a safe environment. That's what we're committed to doing, but we cannot sustain this for very much longer.
Just briefly, Paul, another meeting of the task task force this week, the minister said. Have you heard anything about that meeting?
Absolutely not. I was actually quite surprised, Mary, to hear that this meeting will be happening in the coming
days. You're on it, aren't you?
I'm on this particular group. I expected that we would have that meeting as a matter of priority today, or if not tomorrow morning.
All right. Paul Bell of SIPTU, thank you for joining us. Drive time.